The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Redeemed, rehabilitated, and real entertaining. This is the Carl Jackson Podcast.
Welcome to the Carl Jackson Show on this Wednesday edition. The question I have for you, is God using Elon Musk to save civilization via free speech? I want to talk about that. I think this is a very, very important and a real legitimate question. Anyway, before I get to that, I do want to mention a couple of news stories, important news stories that are out. You guys may have heard that the Respect for Marriage Act, which I'm calling the Disrespect for Marriage Act, has passed in the Senate. It will go to the House and then likely to Joe Biden to sign. Unfortunately, you had 12 Republicans that totally sold us out. They're claiming, you know, love and all this kind. Listen, here's what you need to know about the Respect for Marriage Act. And I got to be honest with you, I don't think that we should have DOMA either. The more that I think about big government intrusion, these things need to go bye-bye. The Respect for Marriage Act basically undermines federalism. It undermines religious liberty. All right. So these marriages, these gay marriages, these same sex marriages, if one state says no, I know you guys think, oh my God, this is so bigoted. This is so, listen, states' rights are very important. That's the only way this nation works. States have to have the authority to say, yes, we're going to do that here. No, we're not going to do that here. And I would say in the same way, the federal government doesn't need to be involved in traditional marriages. It should be a cultural issue. It should be a church issue, in my opinion. So Republicans caved. We undermine federalism. We undermine religious liberty. For all of you church folk that didn't want to be get involved in politics, get ready for some religious persecution. Another story that I think is very important today before we get into Elon Musk and his fights with Apple and all of these lefties that are coming after him, including the White House. We've got some video clips and audio that I want to play for you, and we will play for you shortly. But another very important story is that Biden is having some problems with the unions. Biden's hypocrisy on unions had tipped New York Post. Everyone else pays but him. Biden said, I intend to be the most pro-union president, leading the most pro-union administration in American history. He promised that last year until this railroad strike has threatened his poll numbers or threatened his poll numbers before the election. Now what Biden is doing is he is telling Congress they need to do everything possible to stop this railroad strike because it will put a halt on our economy like you wouldn't believe. The railroad union, the strikers basically want more pay and they want sick leave. That's what they want. They're threatening the Democrats and Biden's presidency. That's really scary to him. His poll numbers will sink. A lot of us will feel pain. So all of a sudden, Biden isn't so pro-union anymore. He wants to make sure that these guys don't get the opportunity to strike beginning on November 9th. So these are very important stories that we need to pay attention to because they will impact us significantly. The Respect for Marriage Act, clever name. It's going to undermine religious liberty. It's going to undermine states' rights. You're going to see a lot of lawsuits. And when it comes to this railroad strike, oh my God, are we going to be hurting for certain if this railroad strike does indeed occur? Now, here's what I want to do. I want to start this podcast off by playing. And by the way, please subscribe to the podcast wherever it's found. CarlJacksonShow.com, SalemPodcastNetwork.com, wherever you get your podcast. Find me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Don't forget my friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, the founder and the CEO, creating American jobs, American manufacturing at MyPillow.com. Please help him out. You can also help this podcast out. And you can bless yourself. Christmas is coming up soon. They have an array of products available, all that come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. As a matter of fact, some products have an extended warranty even beyond that, all the way up through March, the end of March of next year, if you purchase. So you can go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square, use my name, Carl, at the top of the page, or type that in, and you'll get any discount that applies. Also, you can give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. All right, without further ado, let's go to the astonishing video and audio of the not-so-notorious Karine Jean-Pierre seeming to threaten a public or a private citizen. This is insane where we're at in America. This is the anti-American presidency. And here's his little puppet or press secretary, the not-so-notorious Karine Jean-Pierre. Let's go ahead and roll the clip. Por favor, Gabe Cassiano.
The question about Twitter. You know, there's a researcher at Stanford who says that this is a critical moment, really, in terms of ensuring that Twitter does not become a vector for misinformation. I mean, are you concerned about the, you know, Elon Musk says there's more and more subscribers coming online. Are you concerned about that? And what tools do you have? Who is it at the White House that is really keeping track of this?
So, look, this is something that we're
let me pause for a sec here, Gabe, if I could. This lady vector calls it a vector of misinformation. I don't even know who she is. And I'll go back to Karine Jean-Pierre, because what she says is scary. But I got to be honest with you. I miss this. This question is scary. It's almost as if this actually it's not almost this lady is implying, hey, Twitter can be a source, a vector, as she says, of misinformation. What are you guys going to do about it? This is an alleged journalist. An alleged American journalist who apparently doesn't give a damn about free speech, doesn't give a damn about the First Amendment. That's scary, because you have a media that's complicit in censorship with the White House. All right, let's go back to the tape, please.
This is something that we're certainly keeping an eye on. And look, we have always been very clear. And that when it comes to social media platforms, it is their responsibility to make sure that when it comes to misinformation, when it comes to the hate that we're seeing, that they take action, that they continue to take action. Again, we're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring. And we see it with our own eyes of what you all are reporting, and just for ourselves, what's happening on Twitter. But again, social media companies have a responsibility to prevent their platforms from being used by any user to incite violence, especially violence directed at individual communities, as we have been seeing. And the president has been very clear on calling that out. He'll continue to do that. And we're going to continue to monitor the situation.
Okay, do you realize how scary this is? I mean, seriously, they talk about misinformation. Here's what they're afraid of. Twitter was being used by the freaking lefties, by these commies that worked at Twitter to censor conservatives, Republicans, patriots, people of faith, anyone that had opposite views of the radical left or the Democrat Party, which is synonymous today, in my opinion. These people talk about inciting violence. Who are the violent ones? Antifa, BLM, go to Chicago, go to New York. Who are the violent ones? This is absolutely and utterly insane. And it's beyond insane. Actually, it's scary. I feel as though I can't even come up with enough descriptive words to try and explain how dangerous this is. When the White House is concerned about curtailing the free speech of millions and millions and millions of people, and what are they so afraid of? You know, we all know what they're afraid of. We all know that these employees were conspiring, and the former heads at Twitter were conspiring with the federal government to silence us and to shut news stories out that would hurt them. True stories, not misinformation, additional information. That's what's going on. These people are scared to death of what's going to be revealed if in fact Elon Musk unleashes it. But we have another audio clip that I want to play for you. The GOAT, the greatest governor of all time, Governor Ron DeSantis, who also puts this into perspective. He was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Gabe, let's go ahead and play this audio.
Considering, according to Elon Musk, removing Twitter from its app store, which would, of course, shut down Twitter. And almost nobody in office has noticed this or decided to comment on it, except for Ron DeSantis. He's the governor of the state of Florida. He joins us tonight. Governor, thanks for coming on. So of all the news going on in the world, and there's a lot of it, you stopped on this story and you commented on it. Why? Why did this catch your attention?
Well, Tucker, if you look what's going on in China now, the CCP, they have been imposing the zero COVID lockdown policies. They've been doing it on and off for 3 years. And you have people in China that are really engaged in a noble effort to protest, which is basically Leninist rule. So what is Apple doing with that? They are limiting the airdrop function of the protesters. So they are serving basically as a vassal to the Chinese Communist Party. Then on the other hand, here in the United States, what are they doing? They are trying to get Elon Musk's Twitter off the App Store potentially, which would be a huge blow for free speech. And so this is maybe the most powerful company in the entire world, certainly one of the most powerful companies in American history. They exercise more authority in some respects than even some governments do. And they're using their authority to protect the CCP while also try to limit speech here in the United States.
While existing as an American, supposedly American company, using our copyright protections, our rule of law to their own advantage, they're benefiting from America, but working against our most basic value, which is free speech. What can be done about that?
Well, Tucker, in the States, you know, we did big tech censorship bill 2 years ago. It's gotten caught up in the courts. I think the U.S. Supreme Court's going to accept that case for this term. Texas has a similar case. There's a conflict in the circuits. And so whatever the states can do to protect people's rights to engage in free expression. And, you know, what some of these companies do, they get a lot of benefits from the government, as you said, patent, things like that. The social media companies get liability protection. And yet they turn around and they use that protection to marginalize voices they disagree with. So I think from the congressional perspective, though, they need to look at antitrust with these massive companies because they are exercising massive amounts of power over our society.
So one of the companies was benefiting a lot from the government of the state of Florida, actually, was Disney. You changed that. So they just switched CEOs because of that, because of what you did. The new CEO was the old CEO, Bob Iger. He held a town hall for employees. And he said he regretted that Disney had fought with your administration over a bill that you backed that banned teachers from talking to kindergartners about sex. So then Disney's response led Florida state legislatures to strip, as you know, of course, because you backed it, Disney of its special status. Here's what Iger said today.
I was sorry to see us dragged into that battle. And I have no idea exactly what its ramifications are in terms of the business itself. What I can say is the state of Florida has been important to us for a long time, and we have been very important to the state of Florida. That is something I'm extremely mindful of and will articulate if I get the chance.
How do you respond to that? He's talking about you.
We didn't drag them in, Tucker. They went in on their own and not only opposed the bill, they threatened to get it repealed. These are parents' rights, important policies in our state that are very popular. And so they brought this on themselves. Yeah. All we did was stand up for what's right. And yes, they're a big, powerful company. But you know what? We stand up for our folks. And I don't care what a Burbank-based California company says about our laws.
Governor Ron DeSantis of the state of Florida, thanks so much for that.
All right. Good stuff from Governor Ron DeSantis. Very, very important. Now, I go back to the question that I started with at the beginning of the podcast, and that is, this. Is God using Elon Musk literally to to preserve civilization, if you will, via free speech. Because that's exactly what he's doing. And I got to be honest with you. I'm torn on this. I think God is using Elon Musk, but sometimes I sit there and I say, this was a big government guy. This is a guy who, if we're being honest, he used a lot of government subsidies. He's brilliant, no doubt, but he used a lot of government subsidies to get rich. Now, he brought people a product they love, the Tesla car, right? SpaceX, initially, I think he was part of PayPal, if I'm not mistaken, or one of those industries where he launched initially, where he became wealthy initially. But the guy is brilliant. There's no doubt about it. And he says he's a free speech absolutist, but I know he's also been a Democrat and a big government guy. Now, he admittedly voted Republican for the first time this past election cycle, and he's now in Texas. He moved his Tesla operation to the state of Texas. Obviously, he's bought Twitter. It's still in the belly of the beast in Silicon Valley. I hope that he moves that to Texas. But the guy has been a juggernaut thus far in a very short period of time for free speech, and he's got a target on his back. And I do not want to, nor do I want anyone, no American citizen should have to count on one man, one billionaire, to reopen the doors, if you will, for free speech in America. Yet he's doing it. And sadly, we've arrived at a place in the United States of America where we need someone with that type of power and that type of influence to do so. Going back to a couple of things that Governor Ron DeSantis has done, think about this. What's happening in China is not being exposed to the level that it should, because you have Chinese dissidents of Xi Jinping's Chinese Communist Party that are not allowed to be seen. They're being censored. They have no free speech there. These people are, we don't know what they're undergoing, but if these people are protesting, I hear some college students are being sent back to their universities. Maybe. There's no doubt that China needs engineers and so on, et cetera. They're trying to overtake the world. So maybe, but there's a lot of people, you know, are being jailed, right? Beaten, perhaps killed, never to be thought of again under the brutal hands of Xi Jinping. We still don't know who Jingtao is. So here you have Elon Musk willing to use his platform to give people a voice, not just in the United States, but globally. But globally. How important is this guy? I mean, it seems to me that God is using him in magnificent ways. Bob Iger, now again, the CEO of Disney, talks about this political fight. Basically, Disney was trying to sexualize our kids, and they still are. The ability to be able to use platforms such as Twitter to combat misinformation, disinformation, perversion from the left is crucial. A civil society, you need obviously, you need biblical beliefs. You need faith. You need family. You need freedom. That makes a civil society, and I would argue labor as well. The ability to be able to earn a paycheck. That makes for a civil society. When you have people like the former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and the guy that took over for him, Parag Agrawal or whatever, using that platform to crush free speech. It's absolutely astonishing. You have this war that Musk is taking on with Apple, who's threatening to remove Twitter from their platform. Elon Musk, please create a smartphone. I never thought I'd be saying that. Please create a smartphone. And Governor Ron DeSantis is right. These people, and these they have too much power. Apple, they have too much power. These people need to be treated as common carriers, as Justice Clarence Thomas once implied. They need to be treated as common carriers. We want competition, but when you have, you know, I'd love to just go the competition route and create this parallel economy, this parallel universe. And I think we should, but you still have the federal government that's going to go after you. We need to use the power of the federal government when Republicans get in place to make sure that we crush their power. I'm sorry. That's the way it is nowadays. Powery power, right? We have to, these monopolies cannot exist with the same levels of power that they have now. They cannot. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Let me just go through some of the headlines that I have right in front of me. First off, when you consider what's happening in China, and Apple working with the Chinese Communist Party to silence people that they claim to care about. Where you at, LeBron James? That they claim to care about, that are being beaten, imprisoned, killed. And Apple is working with the Chinese Communist Party to silence these people. How sickening. How evil is that? Tim Cook, I heard some audio. Well, you know, we want to do business everywhere, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here. One of the good things about being in business, you go to different places around the world and they have different laws. Yeah, but some things are morally wrong, Tim Cook. Killing people, beating people, imprisoning people because they want freedom. That's wrong. I don't give a damn where you're at. God almighty, this is sick. We have created some sick puppies in the United States of America that run a lot of these big tech companies. Tim Cook, obviously being one of them, excusing the brutality against fellow human beings, Tim Cook. And you're using your company to allow a Chinese dictator to abuse people, to kill people for money, for money. You're a sick person, Tim Cook. God almighty, this is insane. New York Post, Chinese bots swamp Twitter with porn to hide news of mass protests. Chinese bots are swamping Twitter with sexually explicit posts about porn and escorts in an apparent bid to stop the spread of news about the massive protests against lockdown. Now they're cracking down on these lockdowns big time, right? Xi Jinping sent some tanks in, you know? That's how you handle protesters in a communist nation. You send some tanks in. God almighty. Searches for major Chinese cities that have seen massive protests will, quote, mostly see ads for escorts, porn, gambling, drowning out legitimate search results. This is what they're doing. Data analysis in this thread suggests that there has been a significant uptick in some of these spam tweets. The vast majority, more than 95%, appear to be spam accounts that tweet at a high, steady rate throughout the day, suggesting automation. One site, I think, was up for 15 hours and sent out like 2,000 alerts whenever people tried to whenever people tried to search for the protests, or Chinese people were trying to search for protests or see what was happening with family members, friends, or what was happening in China. All these all these spam were coming up with porn and it was insane. Here it is. One account started 7 years ago was found to have sent all of its more than 2,000 texts within the last 15 hours. Another had only posted 4 tweets and, quote, and suddenly posted 3,000 plus NSFW tweets in one day. This is according to who? Stanford University's Meng Yu Deng, who shared images of some of the dubious escort ads, who's trying to show that, man, this is what the Chinese Communist Party does. This is what the Chinese Communist Party does. And you have now Twitter, obviously, here's the problem. All right. So Twitter is responsible for this, not Elon Musk. Twitter is responsible for that. Well, Carl, how is Elon Musk not responsible for this? Well, here's the deal. The mass spamming was another example of, quote, where there are now even larger holes to fill. That's speaking of Twitter and the social media giant after it lost key staff, including those monitoring deceptive foreign influence influence operations. The staffer claimed all the China influence operations and analysts at Twitter all resigned. So that's a gap that they need to fill. So that is something that Elon Musk obviously has to work on, and he is trying to work on because he is a free speech absolutist. He's held true to his word. Revolver News, he's had enough. Elon Musk declares war on Apple. The Tesla founder turned media mogul Elon Musk took to Twitter earlier today to report that Apple had threatened to boot the Twitter app out of the infamous App Store. You heard Governor Ron DeSantis talk about this. Why would Apple, what do they have against free speech? What does Apple have against free speech? Why would they want to boot Twitter, a guy, a company that's doing extremely well now, from the App Store? Oh, and by the way, one of their people that was actually on Twitter bounced as well. Couldn't be a part of Twitter anymore. I'm not sure that Steve Jobs would like this. I don't think Steve Jobs would behave this way with Apple. I'm not certain of that, but I don't think he would. Elon Musk has responded to this unhinged direct threat from Apple by taking aim and seemingly declaring war on Tim Cook's company. That is Apple. What Elon Musk has tried to do, and he's gone back and forth. He's offered some bad publicity to Apple. I got to be honest with you. I recently got an Apple phone. I regret it. If Elon Musk were he to come up with an alternative, adios Apple, adios. But Elon Musk has given Apple bad publicity. He's threatened legal challenges to the App Store and their duopoly because it's basically Apple and Google, right? He said, he will also threaten their smartphone duopoly in the free and open market. I hope he does it. Stop thinking about it. Just go ahead and do it. I'll purchase one of your phones. Never purchase a Tesla, but I don't like those. But I would purchase a phone quick, fast, and in a hurry. I don't want to support so-called American companies that hate fellow Americans and label deferring points of view hate speech simply because it doesn't agree with them. This is free speech is what has made America great. How do we rebel against tyrants if we can't speak out against them, if we can't argue with others, if we can't persuade others or they can't persuade us? You can't. You can't. Another headline, Daily Wire, Musk releasing files on how Twitter suppressed free speech. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said Monday that he will soon be releasing files on how the social media platform has engaged in suppressing free speech. This is what the White House fears. The Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published on Twitter itself. This is what Musk tweeted. He continued, "The public deserves to know what really happened," quote unquote. Musk responded to a user earlier this month who tweeted, quote, "Raise your hand if you think @Elon Musk should make public all internal discussions about the decision to censor the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop before the 2020 election in the interest of transparency," close quote. Musk replied, "This is necessary to restore public trust." And he's right. We've got to have public trust. We've got to have debate. That's what makes America great. Not silencing people, but having debate. And from that debate arises some of the best ideas and the best trained minds. We don't want robots. Well, Mark Zuckerberg does. Apparently Apple does. We don't want robots. We want people. Media outlets such as the Washington Examiner, CBS News, New York Times, Washington Post have all confirmed Hunter Biden's laptop story a little late to the party. I think Washington Examiner was already there, but these other people are confirming it, frankly. But we know it played a crucial role. That laptop would have played a very crucial role in the 2020 election. I mean, six to 7% of people, registered voters, people that had actually voted in the 2020 presidential election, said as much, that if they had known about the Hunter Biden laptop story, they would not have voted for Joe Biden and would have, in fact, voted for former President Donald Trump. Man, free speech is so freaking important. Free speech can be used, or these supposedly neutral free speech platforms could be used to squash the murder, the brutality, and these people that are being harshly treated in China, our fellow human beings. Those free speech platforms can be used to do good. Instead, Tim Cook is using his platform to do evil. To do evil. And that's what it is. We have to call it out. When you have these sexual predators known as pedophiles being uplifted. By the way, there was a story. Did you guys hear about this story in California? In California, some pedophiles who had committed some heinous acts against minors 14 years and under are being released from prison in less than a year. How they even survived prison, I don't know, but they're being released in less than a year. And it may be that they never went to prison. It may be jail, as far as I know, because typically if you're not spending more than a year or so in confinement, then you're probably going to stay in the local county jail. But anyway, I don't know enough about the story except to say that a lot of these pedophiles in California, 7,000 or so, have been released in less than a year. And it wasn't for petty crime. They're pedophiles. All right. Pedophilia is still evil. You're still a pervert. I'm sorry. It's as simple as that. It really is. McCarthy slams the White House for keeping a close eye on Twitter under Elon Musk. He says that's offensive to me. Good. That should be offensive for everybody. Here's the value of Elon Musk as well. How many people, how many young Americans don't really give a damn or really don't know or understand how important free speech is for the first time or realizing how important free speech is because perhaps they're seeing young kids, young college students in China whose voices are being totally squashed by the combination of Xi Jinping and his strong iron fist and Apple. And unfortunately, Twitter playing a part in just all these porn spams popping up when people are trying to search for information. It's absolutely scary where we're headed. It's scary. Think about this. Very good headline. This from Outkick. Apple threatens to remove Twitter, but not CCP-run TikTok. So TikTok, who admittedly is taking the data from people that are on TikTok, Americans that are on TikTok, anyone that's on TikTok for that matter, in order to bolster the communist state, the communist regime of China, so that they can spread their influence worldwide. TikTok, hey, no problem. No problem on Apple, right? But God forbid Twitter exists. What the writer here puts it perfectly, a gentleman I'm sorry, his name is Carr. His last name is Carr. It says here, in essence, Apple fears free speech more than a communist government actively seizing U.S. user information. And that's precisely the mission TikTok has undertaken. And it goes to explain how leaked documents from the summer established that the ByteDance-owned TikTok had access to U.S. data from at least September 21 all the way through January 2022. And the details are freaking scary. But think about this again. Apple fears free speech, and Apple and Tim Cook fear free speech more than a communist government that's actively seizing U.S. information. And that's the mission of TikTok. Tim Cook, Apple, they're okay with TikTok, but they're not okay with Twitter. Guys, I hope that you will get back on Twitter. I hope that it won't be the only place where you're on. I'm on Twitter, The Carl Jackson Show. I hope that you will find me on Twitter. I hope that you'll subscribe to this podcast. Please do so. All right. It really helps us move up in the rankings. And we certainly need that. And hopefully we can help you out. This is your daily dose of objective truth in a world of confusion and lies. So I hope that you'll help us out here. Our mission here is to restore Judeo-Christian values in America. We want to restore the middle class in America. That's what we want to do. I believe that we live in a post-Christian and a post-constitutional America, but I'm happy to be in a fight to restore those. I no longer consider myself a conservative. Unfortunately, conservatism, we fail to conserve. We fail to preserve. There are ways in which we could have done it. We could have spread truths of the Bible, truths of the Constitution, because neither one of them are ever outdated because they deal with human nature. We should have spread that to our posterity and helped explain our children. I don't know why I say posterity. Try to sound smart. All right. And explained it to our children better. But this is where we are. Guys, listen, pray for Elon Musk. I again, admittedly, I was a guy that wasn't a big fan of Elon Musk. I have become a huge fan of Elon Musk with this Twitter fight. The guy appears to be legit, at least so far. And so far, what he's done is taken arrows like you wouldn't believe for the cause of free speech that we now understand, given the protests that we see, China being squashed, the censorship that we see right here in America. I think we're all understanding even more so than ever how important free speech is. So God bless Elon Musk. Continue to pray for him. Guys, please subscribe to the podcast wherever the podcast is found. Apple, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and Rumble. Please check out our channel. Please, our YouTube channel. Please check out our Rumble channel. Please subscribe to those channels. Like and share those channels. It'll really help us spread the word of freedom across these platforms. It really does help. Please follow us on social media, The Carl Jackson Show, or wherever you are on social media. And again, we're going to have some great news in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have another sponsor coming on board to help with your finances. We'll get into more details of that later. For now, our friends, please support our friends at MyPillow and Mike Lindell, the CEO and the founder of MyPillow, that's doing great work there. Helping all of us get a better night's sleep, but also providing American jobs and American manufacturing. You can go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square, use the promo code Carl, spell my name out, C-A-R-L, use that promo code. Any deal that's available, it applies to you. Just use that promo code. Just use that promo code. You'll get hooked up. Or give them a call, 1-800-858-0263. Christmas is approaching fast. And so you can use that promo code. You can get a lot of shopping done on MyPillow.com at great savings. Plus, you get the 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee on their product. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of the Carl Jackson Show podcast. And until next time, do not grow weary doing good. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.